Gemara on Avav Amad Beis talks about a bitl of a gluska yofa. Okay? There's another Gemara of Zayin Amad Aleph, which talks about bitl of a Talmud Yoshalus Nerabo. And he remembers that it's an Issa Megulgelas Tofeso. So once again, he does bitl. These two Gemaras prove clearly without any doubt, we'll see, that bitl works what we call Chometz Yadua. No, Chometz I can still do bitl on. The problem is, there's one gear in the Rambam, and one view apparently the Onim Chometz Rechadosh, talks about a bitl of a Gluska Yofa. Okay? There's another Gemara of Zayin Amad Aleph, which talks about bitl of a Talmud Yoshalus Nerabo. And he remembers that it's an Issa Megulgelas Tofeso. So once again, he does bitl. These two Gemaras prove clearly without any doubt, we'll see, that bitl works what we call Chometz Yadua. No, Chometz I can still do bitl on. The problem is, there's one Girsa in the Rambam, and one view apparently Gaonim Chometz Rechadosh, that says there can be no bitl for Chometz Yadua. How can you in your right mind say there's no bitl for Chometz Yadua after two Gemaras, and the others, not Neftes, elsewhere, a guy wants to do a bris, which say explicitly, Kigabishmekara, that bitl works for Chometz Yadua, the klar. So the stipler makes a very important point. Maybe we should say as follows. The reason why bitl does not work for Chometz Yadua is because we're afraid that you didn't really mean it. Look, the Chometz is right in front of you. It's in your hands to burn it. You're playing games? I'm a vatalist. If you really mean what you say, it's like healthcare, like a dust of the earth. So throw it to the wind, throw it into the fire. The fact that you're not doing that indicates that maybe you don't really mean what you're saying. And therefore, it's no good. However, in all the cases in the Gemara, the kikur is 50 feet high. Not that I don't want to do it. I don't want to hang out 50 feet high. Go hire someone. Or, I'm going away to do a bris. And I remember, not that I don't want to throw it in the fire. I'm just on the way to the bris. I had a telephone. I tell them, call up, tell them to burn. I don't have a telephone those days. Or, I'm sitting in the Medrash. Where's my Rebbe? That's the excuse of all. I'm going to leave the Shia to go burn Chometz. That's why I'm not doing this. If I would be there, I would throw in the burner. That's the Gevaldik of Teret, I believe, to these three Gemaras, on Abzayin, on Abyud, and on Memtes. Problem is, doesn't give me great satisfaction concerning the Gemara of Avam Abbas. Because here the Gemara of Avam Abbas is Shema Yimtzok Luska Yopa Vedat Elavei. Pray to Gemara, V'chimashkat Nesle Levatlei. So you can do Bittul right away. Here it's right in front of you. You're doing bitl. Here it's mamash. It's right there. So isn't it a reason and a weakening of your position? You're not throwing it out right away. You should be throwing it out right away. So the disciple says, and I'm not exactly sure what he says. I don't exactly know what he says. I don't quite fully understand it. He says, well, there's dares. We'll do it later. I don't quite understand. The Gera Rebbe, Chusu Yonah Aleinu, Sasemis, patches up and says as follows, that perhaps we're referring to a case, Shema Yudwa, Habodet Sarok Shivam. I mean, he was a Bodet. What do you mean he was Bodet? I mean, he checked his house, he threw everything out, everything went. And just one Gluska Yofa, he fired the face. So the fact that he threw everything out so before Yontif so diligently, now that he confronts this Gluska Yofa, even though he doesn't throw it out that split second. But he said, we have no reason to assume it is an insincere bit. Look, he threw so much out. Cost him hundreds of dollars for this ten, for this $1. How much did they charge here for the grandmas? $1 for a cupcake. So for $1 to sell a soul, he already threw out $100. So the summer, although he didn't throw it, takash tickle cash, why didn't he throw it right away? No. He's busy getting his wife onions, whatever the we gave you before. But it's not really a reisa in his intention because he threw so much else out. But the Shazan has patched up this teret of the stipend. Oh. But then, I couldn't resist reviewing with you the other harifas of the Shazan, which explains the Gemara in a very sharp way. This is Hasidic teret. I have some Hasidic blood. I like to, when I have a piece of Hasidic Torah that I think I can share with you, even though it may not be the Pashup Shot, I like to do so. Sfas Emes is like this. Ah, so sharp. As you know, There's two kinds of bittul. Going back to what we just mentioned before, why is bittul either need a bittul because of hefker, or bittul is because of to offer the arum. I thought Rashi tells us. So I said it like this: the Rambam says that bittul won't work for coming to do as a shitas. But the Rambam holds that bittul is not mitam hefker. It's like Rashi, to raise in the kind of tashbisa. As we said before, if it's tashbisa, it may be an insincere type of bittul if he's not throwing it out. The Reyes in his bittul. He doesn't throw it out right away. Ah, what about Hefker? Didn't Rambam know about Hefker? I've never heard of Hefker. So Rashi we defended by saying, yeah, he heard of Hefker, but he holds Hefker Yechayev on it, the Pnei Yeshua. Remember? That he just mentioned a few minutes ago. But assume Rambam never heard of that, so what, why, what's wrong with Hefker? So the answer, like the Ran said, well, it doesn't work. You didn't, in economics, if you were mafkir it, it would not be good. But you weren't mafkir it. Bittul's not b'fnei shlosha, bittul's only b'leiv, and bittul is, it lacks the technicalities of a full-fledged bona fide hefker. I said, how does it work as hefker? It doesn't. But many Rishonim say it does. Also, the Ran says, and since, going back to what we began, since be'etzem, it's ain't a b'shusah shalom. It really is hefker anyway. Classical shayin in the b'shusah. Hefker, ain't a shalom. Only what? The Torah said, ki'ilu b'shusah. So you can short-circuit that process of a song, ki'ilu b'shusah. By doing what? Bittul. And even though the bittul falls short of all the precise details of hefker, it suffices. This is what the That's what the Ran says. Good. So one Rambam like that. Let me say it's hefker. It's bittul. It's hefker with all the with this Torah. The Torah says the Rambam was a brisker. Because I raised this question to you a month before I ever heard of this Tzadzamis. Which is, there's a major flaw in this Rav. Namely, that when is the Chometz Chametz Chametz B'Shusa when? 12 o'clock Erev Pesach, 11 o'clock Erev Pesach. When is the Bittul done when? Dafka when? No. Before that time, at the moment that the Bittul is done, it still was B'Shusa. So the fact that you have this flawed Hefker, you can't go and rely upon the fact that it was Eina B'Shusa. It wasn't Eina B'Shusa yet. So you have to defend the Ran. The Ran was not silly. The Ran must have meant, well, since the Bittul is relevant to Pesach, by the time Pesach comes around, it'll be Eina B'Shusa, and then it's going to be only Aslan and Kosa B'Shusa. So I can short-circuit the process even before it became Eina B'Shusa. Now you're already going a little bit on eggshells. Even though the time of the Bittul was mine completely. Gonna be not mine, so we say that the Bittul is taking into account a future development known as Eina B'Shusa Batzal B'Shusa. That's not so glat. So the Rambam, being the brisker that he was, said, I don't like this not glat. It's not glat, I don't want it. Oh. Kavis Fasemus said, aha, that's all true lahalacha. As the Bittul must take place when? Before the Shas Yisur. As only Eina B'Shusa when? After the Shas Yisur. With me? But, says the Sfat Samus, here the Gemara in the Havamim. Here the Gemara in the Havamim, the thought what? Come on. The Gemara in the Havamim, the thought what? No? What am I thinking of the Havamim? That you can do Bittul even on Pesach. V'chi mashkachas levatlei. The Gemara thinks it can even be done when? It can even be done the Achas Mani Suro. Aha! If it can be done the Achas Mani Suro, then it can work like the Ran said. Bittul mitam hefker. Because then the technical constraints are overcomplicated. Right now, not B'Shusa. If it's Bittul mitam hefker, since it's fast MS, then we don't look for the, we don't plumb the depths of his mind. Does he mean this and that? Is it offer in his mind? Is it not offer in his mind? He made a legalistic statement. If I say this pen, and I'm hereby seating in the presence of all these people, to do. So what are you clearing what I have in my mind? Who cares? I made a statement, that's it. So Bittul mitam tashbisu is a reyesin. That's what Rambam says, that Bittul will not work for Chometz Yidua, la halacha. But Bittul, which the Gemara thought would have worked even in Achad Manisura, could be mitam hefker. Because then the problems of the Ran's technicalities are overcome. And then it will be mitam hefker mamash, and the hefker mamash would also go into what's in the depths of his mind. And therefore, even though it would be Chometz Yidua, the Bittul would work. That's the Sassemus' interesting insight. But both will stop here. Finish him on Sunday. Because I'm dying, so you're broken from... I'm dying, I'm cursed.
Hasakadas in today's Chazara, and Mitzvah in tomorrow's Chazara. We'll discuss basically the sugars on Daf Yud Beis Yud Gimel. Okay, today's Ayin Ches, tomorrow Yud Beis Yud Gimel. The Kitz and Nimrats. The Gemara is over here. Abode Ksarav Sheyuvarek. First of all, the Bode Kometh had to make a bracha. Because we know the bracha is Al Bir or Levar, that's the detail, but the expression which is used is an expression of Bir Kometh. And the Mefarshim and the Kasha, the Rosh and the Ran is the Kasha. Why is the bracha said over the bedikas chametz, which is apparently just a prep? Why is it said on the actual burning of the chametz? Shouldn't the burning of the chametz be a more important time to make the bracha? The Rosh Niran gives two different tirutzim, and then he is daiti elishitas. The Rosh says the reason why I don't make a bracha on the burning of the chametz is because the burning of the chametz is not a fulfillment of tashbisa. Why not? Because Tashbisu, according to the Rosh, has to be done after 12 o'clock. That's when the Tashbisu is fulfilled. He's all back in Abdallah, he's a little bit of Ashut base. And therefore, the Rosh puts it in his beautiful expression, Omer Ani, I say, top line of column 2, on page 246, Omer Ani, Abayas, Kodos, Manisure, Lo Nothing, Ni Tashbisu. Why? Because it's derived from Tashbisu is Reifa and Lotiv Satoru Lasorfa, Ali Akar, Shekvar, Nasar, Midhavi, and Nosar. So the Rosh says the reason why I don't make a bracha on the burning of the Chametz is because the burning of the Chametz takes place too early. It's not a fulfillment of Tashbisu. And therefore, he would not make a bracha on the actual burning. The Ran is a different answer. The Ran seems to say that Enochinami, really, the burning of the Chametz really would be Tashbisu. Why do you make a bracha on the bedikah? Because the bedikah leads up to the bird. And we say, al bir chametz, indeed, we have in mind, the bir means the ultimate burning. Except that we do it at the beginning of the process. The process begins with the bedikah, concludes with the burning. So therefore we do it at the beginning of the process. We have in mind the word bir, the end of the process. I think the Ran of the Shittah, so that basically agrees with the opinion of Rashi. The Rashi learns that bittul is midin tashbisu, and as such, the bittul is done before 12 o'clock. So therefore, you see that the maise tashbisu can be done before 12 o'clock. You know, the kiva tashbisu was at 12 o'clock, and therefore, when we burn the chametz before 12 o'clock, we do fulfill an in of tashbisu. Therefore, we can understand that the expression of Bir Chametz begins with the Bedikah and concludes with the burning the next morning. The Rosh to Shittaso that Bittul Mitam Hefker, and therefore he says that there can be no fulfillment of Tashbisu before 12 o'clock. Therefore the expression of Bir Chametz has absolutely nothing to do with the ultimate Bir. And therefore, he says that the bracha is made on the bedikah proper. Aye, so why do you say al bir chametz? You say al bedikas chametz. So the Rosh is forced to give a different teretz. Because the word bir doesn't mean bir. Bir, in the corner of the Ran, means actual burning. Bir, according to the Rosh, means bittul. Means bittul. It doesn't mean burning. It means bittul. It means bittul. That's the Rosh says. Bittul is considered to be in the category of burning, of eliminating. And the Rosh puts it in his own words, the Tiknoloma al Biru Chametz, Kishal Acher HaBedika Miyad Hu Mevatel, V'hainu Biru Lo Chametz Sheni Yadu Olam. So therefore, the bracha is on this, and better, as I always say, Bittul's no better than the actual burning, so it's not before this matter. Yeah, but once burning is also not a fulfillment of Tashbisu, you'd rather say that the expression B refers to the bittul, because the bittul is so close to the bedikah process. So he's a mevarach. He's a mevarach over Latsiyos, and just before the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So therefore the Rosh says, you have a two-part mitzvah, the bedikah and the bittul, which both take place the night before Erev Pesach, the night of Erev Pesach, I should say. So therefore you make the bracha at the beginning of Bir Chametz, including encompassing both the bedikah and the bittul, whereas tomorrow's burning is garnished, that's not tashbisu, so there's no bracha on that. Whereas according to the Ran, since the actual burning really is a fulfillment of tashbisu, Therefore, we prefer saying the expression of bir chametz refers not only to the bedika and the bir, but also to the ultimate bittul, because bittul is a greater fulfillment of tashbisus. And therefore, even though it's true there's a long time gap, we went to sleep between the bedika bittul on one hand and the bir on the other, nevertheless, we say the bracha refers to all of them, because the final step, that of the bir, is a fulfillment of tashbisus bi'arat. It's not. So we assume that the bracha refers to the bedika bittul exclusively and not to the bir. Could be a difference. What if you forgot to make a bracha on the bedika bittul? Could you make a bracha on the bir? Ash, according to the Rosh, the answer would be no. Or the Lan answer would be yes. No, when the Ram talks about it at some length. Okay? The pashtus. How is he present? Yes, the Ramah Paskin seems to Paskin. No. Could be the Ramah Paskin, the Rosh and the Ram. Could be. Now, Rabosai. There are two other interpretations of the word beer in the bracha. Two different, actually a total of four. The Rosh said it means bitter, the Ram said it means beer. But there are two others. And both of these two others are based on a person in Chumash. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayim. Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayim. But the word Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayim itself can be interpreted in two ways. One is to interpret and refer to the bedika. Some say our bir chametz, the word bir really means bedika. 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 Bi'arti HaKodesh Min Habayim. I checked the house. I looked for chametz. Did I find? Did I not find? It's irrelevant. I looked. The search itself is called a bir. Search and destroy missions. I searched. There was nothing there. It doesn't make a difference. Who fulfilled the mitzvah of searching? That's what some say. If the Maram Chalal, I believe, says that. That means the Padik itself. Whereas Rashi, the Heiliger Rashi, is quoted in a somewhat different vein. Yes, Biyarte Kodesh Min Habayis. But he said that only means that you eliminate things from that factually. As we said in the next week's parasha. Vanochi Pinisi Abayis, a few weeks ago. Vanochi Pinisi Abayis. So Pinisi means I cleaned up the house. I removed things from the house. Biyarta HaKodesh means I removed it from the house. I shouldn't have to have search for it, found nothing, come up empty. I have to actually remove something. This is relevant because it's a famous custom which we perform to this very day. That they leave crumbs, head crumbs, I'll be Kabbalah, but that some crumbs are left around, some small pieces of bread, so the search should come up empty. L'chora, this question, whether that's really required, or might be required, l'chadchila, should depend upon these four perushim, in terms of what does the word bir mean. If the word bir means bittul for the chametz sheni yadul, like the Rosh said, there's no need for the crumbs. If bir means bediga, like the Ram Chalav says, again, there's no need for the crumbs. However, if bir means burning, like the Ram said, then you shouldn't need crumbs. If bir means PNC, like the Rashi's quoted, as they're removing certain things, you also need crumbs. So the fact that we have the crumbs means we're choshesh for the shita of the Ram and Rashi. Bishamika right then, if you don't have crumbs, it's still okay, because we fine. I guess we can rely on the Rosh and the shita of the Ram Chalav. So the four opinions of what the word bir actually means. I wonder how you don't have kavana for these all four. I'll be you. That's my little four in your head. I'll be your chametz. Most of us are completely unconscious of any of the four meanings. Yeah.
Why is it according to the other meaning that we have to be there? Why would it be that there would be a tremendous
essay
between beginning
with
the
deeper
and
ending
with
the deeper. Yeah, I'll be speaking sleep.
Right.
I'll get some sleep that night.
And everything.
You're right.
You need also.
The answer is, since the bracha is right before the beginning of the process, even though there's a separation between the bracha and the beginning of the process on one hand, and the end on the other hand, no matter, not so bad. Let's talk about it, Arikas. Okay. That's point one for today. Important pshat. Well, what's pshat for the words? Obvious. It's a good thing to know, no? I gotta know what the word means. Okay, now, our both side, we move to something a little bit more complicated, which is the exact text of the bracha. You know that some of the brachas in amidst of our expression of al, and some of the expression of lid. Al is on certain mitzvah, and lid an infinitive form, to perform a particular mitzvah. Now, let's see in the Gemara, a Zion and a Bay, let's see what kind of, can I have a chart with all the brachas? I started writing out examples. I wrote down, I think, 16 examples of brachas which are found specifically right over here in the sugya. I mean, either directly in Gemara or in the Rishon. No? I have for le, I have the following six. Laniach tefillin, right? Leishit besuka, besate betzitzis, halik nashul chanaka, the shmoa kol shofar, and likros ahal. That's generally speaking accepted by the Rishon talk about it in the sugya. Correct? I'll give you the six. Tefillin, laniach tefillin, suka, tzitzis, Nechanaka, Shofar, and Halal. Those six are basic agreement, though there are some exceptions, and some of them which are not found in the fifth. What's found in Shas? Let's call it that. Laniyat Tfilin is in Shas, Leisha Basukas in Shas, Sabbath is in Shas, Hanesh Khan is in Shas.
Halal?
Is Halal in Shas? I don't know. Is the Machlok, Ligmar, the Crow, I don't know if it's found in the fair in Shas. And Shofar is also not in Shas, because Shofar, some say there's no Bracha, some say it's not. Here Shofar. So the first four are in Shas. And the last two are discussed by the Rishon. That's in the L category. In the Al category, there are quite a few other brachas which we have. It's amazing. Al is supposed to be the exception, but I find the exception is greater than the rule. At least in terms of what's being discussed in the sugya, I've counted up every single mitzvah in the world. But Megillah, Chometz, Avir Chometz, Shechita, Al Shechita. Ala Tvila, Al Mitzvah's Tvila, Ala Mila, Al Sphiris Omer, Al Natilas Lulav, Al Natilas Sedai. Oh, wow. Matzah and Morar is not found, well, it's found in the two different girsis. Some of the girsis of Lechel Matzah, Lechel Morar, some of the girsis of Al Achilas Matzah, Al Achilas Morar. So I left it out. We'll get to that a little bit later.
What came after the
I mentioned Megillah, Chometz, Shechita, Tefillah, Amitzah's Tefillah, Alamila, Al-Sfiras Omer, Al-Tilas Lulav, Al-Tilas Adayim. It's nine, actually. So I have nine and six. The exception is that number of the rule. I mean, again, this is what we've had discussed in the sugya. There must be many, many others on all sides. Matzah and Morah I left out because it's a controversy what they are. Yeah? You have other examples? What else? Well, that's again, I left that Torah because also this is not what it is. Last of the Torah, out of the Torah. What else? Fresh to a surmise. Sometimes it's al, sometimes it's lev. Left it out. It's zicha lev satay. No basis. It's not found anywhere in Shas. I'm saying A, you're saying B. I said it's not found in Shas. What do you want?
Oh, you said there's no basis.
No basis in
Shas. Shas. Why do I make all this film? Sitzes? You have to come to last year's year. Talk about Marichus Gedola, great length, third peck of Subis. You look at Rav Soloveitchik, look at the Sefer of Yortetcher, and you see a whole long piece about it. It's about what's it called, Kalayimatitz, I think it's called, that's the name of the piece, if I'm not mistaken. I spoke about it at a great length, but not for now. Rav Osai, let's discuss rules. Rules. What are the rules and regulations? What's the exception and what's the rule? Rav Osai, it seems to me that Rabbi Natan holds that the rule is al. Huh? Le is the exception. The Gemara is not sure, but that's what Rabbi Natan seems to say. When do you say le? Only in a, how should I put it? Mitzvah sheyesh ba shihui. An open-ended mitzvah. And you have tefillin. I put on tefillin all day. Tzitzis, I can wear all day. Sukkah, I can sit in all day. Right? And you have tefillin. I say tefillin, sukkah, tzitzis. Those are the three. Those three are glatt. The other three are not so glatt. So how do you do the other three? See, he gives a drain. Shofar and halal, he says, you know, because there's a gap. Like a shofar, you blow first, and they blow again, there's a break, and they blow again later. And halal, also, you start saying things in between, and so you say stop, and so you say, and so you gives a not so... Nechanaka, well...
you have to leave it going as long as people are walking the shuk, but that could also be open-ended. Not so smooth. Those are the last three exceptions. First, we are smooth. The yisod. Last, we are not so smooth. That's a better Tom's opinion, Rabbi Osai. Where does it get it from? I guess it's a question of syntax. Lit. It still has to do something which just takes a while. Do an act of something which just takes a while. It's not mukhid that way, but that's a al is. I'm doing on it. Done. That's the amount of Tom's idea. Das, I won't say das yachid, but that's the minority view, we'll call it. The majority view is, we'll call it the Ran, which is based on the... Come again?
On the
Rosh. The Rosh quotes it all. The Rosh doesn't quote it so much. The Ran more. It's based on two distinctions, or three, which are found in the Gemara itself. The Gemara gives a number of distinctions, and let me give, if I may, it's the one, how should I put it? Unifying principle. Oh, it's a modern term. The unifying principle which characterizes all the cases of Al. The rule is Le. The rule is Le. Al is an exception. What is the unifying principle of all the Al, of all the Al's? Like this. Hashem commands us to do something, and when we're about to do it, then we make Le. That's the rule. But there can be exceptions which are, well, it's not going to be a precise and exact fit into that category. Oh, Hashem told me to do it, and I'm doing it. Why not? That's the rule. You can't say about this text that you make it, okay, Hashem commanded me to do it, and I'm doing it. You can't say that with a straight face. You can't make lip. Now, let's give a number of subsets of that. So one is, Hashem never commanded you to do it. That's the Gemara's Ashkit. Name of Lishchot, Lo Sagid Lavi Ushachot. What does he have to shaft for? Either someone else can shaft, or as the Rambam puts it, he doesn't have to shaft at all. So, you can be a vegetarian? No problem. So therefore, Rabbi Osai, if you don't have to do it, you can't say, look, that's rule number one. You don't have to do it at all. Rambam calls a mitzvah reshus. You don't have to do it. So you can't make a look. You were never commanded to actually do it. I believe Rabbi throws it in that category. I'll this is Eruv, right? Am I correct? The Rambam throws it in, also make an Eruv. Do you remember that? That's one subset.
Right.
Could be it's also. Still should I?
There are times. I mean, eventually you have to eat bread. You don't eat bread. You have to eat Moshe. Eating any Sunnah Shabbos, you have to wash.
Hold on. Mitzvah she'ein achova. Say al. Al mitzvah eruv. What's the reshus? The tilas yadayim. Shchita. Al. Those are the three examples. That's Mitzvah Rishus. Divya Rishus. Eruv, Tisadayim, Shchit. For the Rambam.
How does he get out of Nal Tisadayim?
You don't have to
wash hands. So what do you
do?
Eventually, you have to eat bread three times a week,
I trust. No, that's a detail, but the rule, you don't have to wash hands. It's a detail. Okay, right. What is another example where you can't say, okay, Hashem, you commanded me to do this and I'm doing it. Another case is Rabbi Osai. Well, you did it already. Ala Tevila, perfect example. It's the Gemara's example. Ala Tevila, you did it already. Okay. Ala Tevila, perfect example. You couldn't make it before because you weren't chazi, you weren't raw, and you make it after. You can't say litbo. You were talking already. There may be other examples of this as well. Well, since they made a tefillah when it comes to people, that they made the same bracha all the time. But by the way, I would indicate, not for now, maybe the bracha should really be ala tefillah. Ala tefillah's kelim. If it's a low plug, that's a question the post can talk about it. But again, let's not go into that right now. Okay.
Tefillah's tonight was me washing hands, right?
That would be, that might be another reason. According to the Rambam, my guess is you make the bracha before you wash your hands. Yeah, Pashas and Rambam is that one. Can't believe it. Rambam is not the curse. Before you wash your hands. Then Rambam, no, I'm all those, you know, rules and regulations. You know, that's Rambam. Yeah, there could be other examples of bracha after a mitzvah, which we'll get to a little bit later, because there are a number of examples which are critical, which may also reflect this principle. But if the simplest example from Rambam Beferish is ala tevila, right? Ala tevila. We'll come back to other examples a little while. Then, there's a third type, right? Well, it's not my for you. Someone else can do it. I don't have to do it. Right. Someone else can do it. It's not like shechita, which no one has to do. Someone has to do it. Doesn't have to be me. Someone else can do it. What's an example of something which someone else can do? Mila, right? Mila, someone else can do it. Mila, okay? Yeah.
In the case of someone else is supposed to do it.
Candle,
right? So now, if let's say a person's a while, and let's say I hire him, and the Mila is to say I'm 3 day yantif or something, is he mechuyev to wait for 3 day yantif if I may travel out of town or not?
Not do it also again. Good question. Not do it us. Okay. Yeah. So this is a. I'm sorry, I have a question. Ask it, no?
I'm not sure I understand why first and third category inside the runner are different.
Both the first category.
I don't have to do it.
No one has to do it. No one has to do it. This is a reshus. No one has to do it. Right, Ram and Bosa. Third category, someone has to do it. So I don't have to do it. You can do it. So this is something which is very interesting. These are the the overriding principle is that if I can't say Hashem, you commanded me to do this, and I'm doing it right now, I'm about to do it, you can't say live. There are three examples which we sort of broke down into. One with the Rambam's example, mitzvah reshus. Then there are mitzvahs which I do. I did already. At tefillah. And then mitzvahs which I don't have to do. Someone else could have done it. I don't have to do it. So I don't have to do it. So you can't say. Is there another example besides mila of something which I do not have to do, which someone else can do for me? No, I don't have a good example. No, I would say very simple example. I'll be your chametz. It's Pashup Shad and Agama. I'll be your chametz. Why make I'll be your chametz? Because I don't have to do it. Someone else can do it for me.
I'll shechita.
That's another reason. Okay. I'll make a Megillah. Could be another reason, right? So we shall make a
Megillah. In ancient times,
I'll spheres. All right, could be. Someone suggested that, Al-Sphere Sama, but okay, could be. You don't know Al-Sphere Sama. Some suggest it's based upon the fact that it comes after the Korban. It's after the beginning, after that Korban is not Korban. So it goes back to the other principle of having done it after the mitzvah had already taken place or had already begun. So it's more like the same with Lulav. Al-Natilas Lulav. Pashas is because the mitzvah had already been fulfilled, right? The Agbin Afik Bay. Pashup Shah. Well, it's according to the Ran. The Ran is very straightforward. The most straightforward of all the shittas of the Ran. Because don't forget, both of his major yesodos, the Rambam is the one who gave the unifying principle. I told you that the particular applications of the Ran both have a source in the Gemara. Why? As far as you don't have to do it, it must be Farish. Lo sagit lavihu moil. Must he be the one? Osag Laviu Shachit, is not to be the one. As far as the that principle is concerned. And as far as the other principle is concerned, we talk about Tevila. ala tefillah, which is done afterwards, and the same thing applies when it comes to lulav. The ve'idna the agbe nafik be. So both principles are found explicitly in the Gemara. Again, the bracha being after the fact by tefillah and lulav, the bracha being able to be done by the mitzvah being done by be able to be done by somebody else is found when it comes to shchita, and it comes to what? It comes to mila, and perhaps pashtus it comes to bir chametz. To be a chametz, pashup shah, right? All those situations. You make a bracha out because someone else could do it, right? And then we show him add mikra megillah, right? That's another. Then we add mikra megillah. That's part of the first principle of the achar. So the Gemara had what again? Had a tvila and had what? Lulav, right? Tvila and lulav. What's added by the Rishonim? One thing said by the Rishonim is Sphira. They say that the Sphira starts from the Karkarava. Some added Tilas Adayim, to also suggest Tilas Adayim. They had the custom of making the bracha after you wash your hands. Another example. And indeed, we saw that was a pshat. The Ritva said to say that way. In al mitzvahs tefillin, because al mitzvahs tefillin is made between the shalyad and the shalrosh, but it refers back to the shalyad a little bit. We pointed out based on the tefillin. So therefore, it's another example, perhaps, where a baruch is after the mitzvah, at least part of it, and it's used the lashon of al. So the numerous examples of these principles. If you look around this. That list of brachas that I gave you, you'll find many, many examples of these yisodas. Again, that's with you so far. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the rule is al. There's so many exceptions that became the rule of it. When you say le, only in a mitzvah of long standing, which will last for a long time. If the infinitive implies Hashem commands us to do this, to, you know, it's a continuous act, continuous state, if you will. And it was included. That three straight examples. What's that? Sitzis, Tfil, and Sukkah. And three problematic examples. What's that? Hanukkah, where it lasts a long time, right? I mean, after Shofar, because you stop in the middle, and Halal, because you answer in the middle or something.
What are you doing in the middle? Oh, you know, because hold the Lashem,
yeah,
it's not written
right. Hold the Lashem, you're adding things right. Not so glatt, but that's what the Rebbeinu Tam said. Going to the road we shown him, it's the opposite of Rebbeinu Tam. The rule is what? What's the rule? The rule is live. After all, when Hashem commanded me to do this, say Hashem commanded me to do it, Hashem commanded live to do something or other. What are the exceptions? So the all unifying principle of the exception is when Hashem did not command you to do the mitzvah right now. So give me a case where he did not command you to do the mitzvah right now. Well, he didn't command you at all. So let's put it this way. Either no one was commanded, or you weren't commanded, someone else could have done it, or he did it already. So all three, for one reason or another, did not fit into the rule of you Hashem commanded you to do the mitzvah now. Well, for different reasons. Either no one was commanded, or I did it already, or someone else could have done it. Yes? Ron suggests that although this, you make the bracha before that you say the word Hayom Yom Echad Omer, etc., but it all begins with the carbon. Carbon is brought the first, the second night of Pesach, and everything starts from there. Since you make the bracha three after the carbon, so that's why it's
The other thing would be, how is it that Lulav nowadays, that we all take it,
Shalom Derech. Oh, let's get to that. The Balaam says that those who are making a big mistake, let's get to it. We'll see soon. Yes?
What about the third category of brachas, like Diana MS, and then a Kalani Sam, Bishop, Trani, what is that?
We're only discussing Birchas HaMitzvah. Only discussing Birchas HaMitzvah. Birchas HaSheva, which you're discussing, has always done La'achar HaSheva. Bachar, whatever you want to call it, Bachar, Amas, good way, Bachar Amas, right? Thunder, the lightning, as the examples that the Quran gives. We're all discussing in this category, Birchas HaMitzvah. All right, Rabbos, everyone, is it clear? Have it clear, everybody? So according to the Quran, the rule is really live, out of the exception. Either when you
on how no one's obligated. The Rambam said that, spelled it out. The Rambam spelled it out. He gave three examples. Shvita, Eruv, Tzila Sidai. Two of those can be subsumed under the different regulation. Tzila Sidai for those who make the bracha after. And Shvita, because they say someone else could have done it. But that Rambam has a category anyway. The Rambam, they have two categories. What would he do with Eruv? I don't know. The Rambam has two categories. Two main categories are about Sai. It's after the fact, or someone else could have done it. In both cases, you pass him, you say, how? What's the case of someone else could have done it? The Gemara gives two cases itself. What are they? Mila and Chometz. Right? What other examples are there where someone else could have done the bracha according to Rambam? The Rambam, not from the Pharisee here in the Gemara, but it's found in the Rishonim. One is Megillah. Megillah. And someone just see you in the old days. I'm not sure. Megillah is another example, perhaps. Is there another example besides Megillah? Is there another one? I don't remember offhand. Someone else can do it for you. It's even a chiddush on Megillah. Someone can do it for you. You should make it home. That's all pashut. And then the other example, which is things after the fact, for the Gemara's case, it's between Tvila and Lula, the pashtas. Another example, say, give me Rishonim, a Sfira, after the carbon, we said before. What else? Amitzus Tvilin. After you put on the shell yad, we suggested, and the tefillah sedai, for those who say about afterwards. So there are many examples of these cloths. Yes. Before you put on the shell rosh, all right? Yes, after you put on the shell yad. Okay. Yes. That's a good question. They don't change the bracha, right? Yes, sir. Kiddush. Not a birchas mitzvah. It is a mitzvah to the tea. You're suggesting, man. I'm trying to share. Kacham sabbatzivano. Lo my kiddush. Somebody. We don't make a bracha on a bracha, like you don't make a bracha on benching. That's why the Hindu Mukha the Mzuman, I told you. Hindu Mukha is not willing to tolerate when there's no bracha on the mitzvah, like they used to sing when I was a kid in camp. Hindu Mukha the Mzuman, the Kai, Mitzvah, come on, you go to the Mazar, the Chata, the Savata, the Rachta, they sang a whole song. That's okay, because it's not, you don't make a bracha on benching. You don't make a sing before Kiddush too, you can sing, I don't care. I mentioned Abba Kersi before, but I found later in one of the Svarim that he's opposed to it. Shaf and Hefsek. He was in the Mesorah, the Rosh of Shaf Hefsek. Because you see, there the Abba Kersi is supposed to be, we'll see later in the 10th Perek, relating to whatever came before them. So you say it, Nibuch Mazum, long before, like by Yakidish, I think in the Haggadah says, Nibuch Mazum, and the Kaim says Kiddush, well, the Kaim calls Risha to Abba Kersi. That's okay. I don't mind to say that. But I'm a full kosher V, it's okay, but the main reference was the kosher. So I'm still a vape store, the Hefsek. Yes, sir.
First of all, what about the bracha I did last night?
Last night, the bracha?
What is that? That's
Sheva?
The Pasha is the bracha of the Sheva. Pasha.
Moral Barash. Fuck
you. Yeah, Pasha the bracha.
And also, what about the point about the Sidon? Because you see, you call that Shubarfu, or.
Sidon.
Sidon, by the movies.
Yeah, what about it?
So that's
the washing of the hands of the aloe vera today was a big mistake.
Because aloe vera
should be as close as possible to the washing proper. I should talk in between.
Someone might show the correct about Matthew again.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah? That's right. That was the pasuk in the end of that story. Okay.
I mean,
three different notes.
anything, you're not sitting there punishing about the evil comes limit, whether you want to say it or not, but if you choose to say it, it shouldn't be wrong. It's not a half-sank, it's main and yana. You want to say, you don't have to say it, I agree with you, you don't have to say it. You want to be extra pious, you want to add on things, it's main and yana.
No, you want to be extra pious, you shouldn't say it.
Why not?
Because it's absent.
It's not
helping,
it's
for
hanging out, it's part of
the game. You have to say it earlier if you're so pious. You don't make a mistake about a fire. That's, anyway, no.
That's the old
fight
with the Rosh Hashanah, with the
Rosh
Hashanah.
The
Rosh
Hashanah. It's in between the,
that's right. Terrible. Yeah. Terrible. Anyway, all right, okay. Ever have the picture? Have the picture straight? Good. Clara? Good. Now there are a couple of brachas I want to speak on from Yuchas, because it's not exactly clear what's happening with them. The Gemara itself. The washing of the hands and the alveolus and diaphragm is a big mistake. Because the alveolus and diaphragm should be as close as possible to the washing proper. It should talk in between.
Someone should have been correct about Matthew again.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. That was the
first thing I ever learned about that story. Okay. I mean, I feel about it with salvation after you realize you're not getting about it, but the point is, if it's main and yana, it's not a hefsek.
Should
that be knowledge? In any case, if you're not sitting there punishing about the evil comes to it, but you want to say it or not, but if you choose to say it, it shouldn't be wrong. It's not a, you don't have to say
it. It's main and yana. You want to say, you don't have to say it. I agree with you.
Because
it's absent.
It's not
helping,
it's
for
hanging
out,
it's part of the
game. Yes, sir. Say it earlier if you're so pious. You don't make a mistake about a fire. That's, Anyway, enough.
That's the old fight with the
Rosh
Hashanah, with the
Rosh
Hashanah.
The Vada has it. But in between the,
That's right.
Yeah, well, we show.
Terrible. Anyway, all right. Okay, Rabotai. Ever have the picture? Have the picture straight?
Yeah.
Good. Clara? Good. Now there are a couple of brachas I want to speak on from Yuchas, because it's not exactly clear what's happening with them. The Gemara itself. Not so posh. One of them is something which is not even found in the Sukkah here at all, found later on, which is in the name of Moro. Not that Moro, but it's just concentrated on Moro. The Rad claims that the confirmation to his basic theory, before and after, can be found in the Sugi of Moro, the Tenth Parak. The Gemara seems to say, one of the argues, the proper text is Lechol Moro. However, when the Gemara suggested that the person has Moro for Kapha, there's nothing else. And according to one day that he makes the Bracha, on the Moro, not at the Kapha, the way we pass it, rather he makes the Bracha only later on. Then, suddenly the Gemara changes the text from Lech Omar to Alachila Omar. The Rosh is a perfect indication for my cloud. What's the cloud of the Rosh? The Rosh cloud is that you say the Bracha of Lech, that's the rule. What's the exception? The exception is the case where you make the Bracha after the mitzvah was somehow begun. So, if you make a Bracha, Lech Omar, from the standard case, because you never had any Mar yet. What use the carpets? You use potatoes, I don't know what you use, pepper, whatever you use, parsley, celery, whatever you use. My first morrow of the day, make left on morrow. However, if you already had morrow of the carpets, we get nothing else. Then the bracha changed to alachila morrow, because you already had something. You know that wasn't really the mitzvah, but you had, it was a meisah mitzvah. That's the Rosh's proof, that in fact, this is so, the correct one, is acceptable to halacha. Indeed, our customers say all the time alachila morrow. Big problem. We couldn't find anybody according to any of the rules to justify al achilas moro as a general practice. One way I discovered according to the Ran is sometimes you make al achilas moro if you don't have any other carpas, it made no clue. But you run afoul of al achilas matzah. Because matzah, the pashtus, just doesn't exist. It's kind of a shtick. So I found a terrace of my own, which I think is a good terrace. Which was as follows, yes,
Why do we make a low flip and say that since you could have eaten more earlier, you say how? Oh, you just put it all the way in. say, even when you use the Marfa Karpas, you stay left.
Yeah, good question. You're right. If already
we're making out, why don't we eat more of the practice also? Just
right.
Just
okay.
Let me suggest the following. We'll get to it in the 10th third. The big machlokas, what's the ikar kazayas of matzah? Is ikar kazayas the first kazayas? Or is ikar kazayas the afikoma? So if one assumes the latter, which we'll discuss at length, one might suggest as follows. You can't make a bracha of lechol matzah, because lechol matzah would imply that the action I'm doing right now is the action of the fulfillment of the mitzvah. But it's really not, because the main matzah is not what I'm having right now, the main matzah is what I'm having later on. The main matzah is what I'm having later on, so therefore, I require a special bracha of al achilas matzah. Just like al achilas matzah is when a case in which the mitzvah was really done already and I'm too late. So that's what I'm suggesting. Al achilas matzah is said when the bracha is done too early. Why is it done too early? Because you can't help it. You can't make the bracha at the end because you already had the first piece of matzah at the beginning. It's the bracha.
That. You make a motzi by you make them when you have your matzah, and then when you're in the kind of the midst of what you call it, you make a separate bracha of lechol matzah.
You mean
the
afikoma? No, because the other matzahs on the cooked out. Hey, when the acha shemila kreiser, man, you already had the matzah in stomach, you have to make it out first and afilas matzah. You can't do it that way. You constantly can't do it that way. That's what we make, our afilas matzah. That's what we do.
No. So why don't we make by afikoma mitzvahs? If we say that's the ikar mitzvah instead of...
Al-Achilas matzah, that's the bro.
I know.
So we make it earlier. You can't make it later. You can't make it tomorrow. Once you have tomorrow for carpets, that's the main thing. You can't make it broke later on Al-Achilas tomorrow. Too late. Al-Achilas should be the crazy. That's the expression of tomorrow. That's what I suggest. Narabos. Let's attack a number of other brokers based on what the Gemara itself says, not just based on what I said. And the three basic brachos we have to discuss a little more at length, because they we owe it to the Gemara. One is chametz, one is lulav, and one is milah. Right, those are found the farish in the Gemara. Now, as far as lulav is concerned, it sounds quite clear in the Gemara itself, without a doubt, pashut pshat, that the bracha should be al nefilas lulav, and that the bracha should be al nefilas lulav when you make the bracha after you picked up the lulav. That's the Gemara says. To be idna de adbe nafikbe. So therefore, you make the bracha afterwards, and it's made afterwards to make al nefilas lulav. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says that the person made the bracha before you pick up the lulav, you wouldn't make al-achilas. What would you make rather do? Lita la salulav. That's pashut pshat in the Gemara. How long the medaktik is? The balamor is medaktik, it calls them a sort of snide remark. That tall should be on, they made a big mistake. They do what we do, what you and I do. What do? We pick up the estrin upside down. Because we don't fulfill the mitzvah. And then we say the bracha, and then we put it right side up. Suppose that you don't have to do that. You clone it, why not do that? Why do you make our the lulav before, after the mitzvah? Don't we have a cloud color of bracha from the bracha lamb over last year, sir? So the answer is as follows. To make the bracha while it's on the table, to consider too early. What's called Over the Over. The Rishonim pointed out based on the Gemara. The Gemara says that a tefillin make a bracha mishasan hanichasan hashas shirasan. You find it on your hands, what time you tie it. Don't say you make the bracha on the floor on the table. You have to be very close to the fulfillment of the mitzvah. So lulo, before you pick it up, it's too early. After you pick it up, it's already too late. So we make the bracha too late. Too late. I can do something before the bracha, after the mitzvah is over. Tosfos squeezes out a teret. Well, you have to do ninuim. Ninuim b'halo. You have to do ninuim, you have to do ninuim, you have to move it up, shake it in and out, but there's still something left. It's still considered a little bit to be over, last, the yosef. Oh, Tosfos says. So the question becomes, the vowel, how come all of us, you and me, we follow the sitter? Sitter is says, right? I think most of them say that way. You take the asterisk upside down, and then you make the bracha, and you put it right side up. Because now we're a bunch of idiots. It's like you and me and the sitter, we're all idiots. The Gemara says another way. The Gemara says, you're supposed to make the Agbe Nafet Bey, and Midnagbe Nafet Bey, and you make the bracha after you already yoke. What's going on over here? That's the kasha. The Rabotai, bad news, the Valamor's kasha, the Gavaldic kasha. So to analyze this, we have to see the Gemara inside. Please turn to the Zion of the base. Look very carefully to see what's going on there. Mesek. Where's the kasha? Against whom is this kasha, Rabbi? Against whom is this kasha? Against whom is this question? Pashup shot. Against the mandava who says, against this man who says, live by our chometz. Right? Say live by our chometz, back to my kasha, why do you make all the tilas lula? The vowel lick a kasha. Answer the Gemara, shari hasa, the bidin of the agba, nothing there. Oh. Even though you usually make live by our chometz, still make all the tilas lula. Says the Balamor, you wise guys, you medaktik of you, I know you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, true, the Gemara says, Shani Hashem at the Agba, Isha at the Agba, nothing there. It was the Gemara who said that according to which man the Yom Rabbah said, no, help me out. No, who said, Levar at the Hamas. Oh, Levar at the Hamas, you don't understand why you say, how the Dila Fula, the only way out of that mess is to say, because with the Agbein of the thing. We pass is to make Al the Tila, is make Al the Yuchamet, the same way to make Al the Yuchamet. Because Al is Mashma, what? Lahabo, so too, you make Al the Tila Tula, because Al is Mashma, Lahabo. Ah, but Al is not the five, it's Agbein of the Bay. Answer? So the only part of the Gemara said that Al is Al the Tila Tula said because it's after the fact that the man the Almighty you say what? Levar Chometz. Why do you say Levar Chometz not Al Bir Chometz? Because Le is future and Al is past. You want to why is Al past of love present since you already are. We pass in that both Le and Al are future oriented. Both. Liz's future, Allah's future, everyone's future. So if we learn our future, the question becomes, so then we'll ask ourselves the question. So why do you make Allah feel as lulav? Supposed to be future. The answer is, foolishness. It's turned upside down. That was the answer I suggested to the Balaam himself suggested this answer. That would be the correct answer for what we call the doctor answer. We follow their footsteps. We turn it upside down because we hold that Al and Le, Laskana, are both considered to be future, and therefore to make a future, we pull the shtick of turning the asterisk upside down. That's what the Balamor, not that way. The Balamor, although the true the Gemara gives us teretz, the Mandamar live our promise with the exact same teretz, it's very valid and very compelling that if you hold I'll do your promise. You say the same teretz, it will still work. We say no. As far as the lulav story is concerned. Now, similar issues comes up with respect to Mila, not by a boil, an outsider, the Yiddish of the Brahma's Allah Mila. Rather, Mila through the father. The court of the Tereshikubar, what's the same as black and white again? That the father himself does the Mila. You can't say someone else can do it. Because you're the one who's obligated to do it. Right? So, what bracha does he make? Is it Gemara?
a different bracha completely. What about that? Love of a saber? Adir of an ayin on Eva.
Hey.
Make love of a saber? That's the Gemara. And the Gemara is quoted by the Rambam Lahalacha. And Rashi says it's completely erroneous. The bracha is al hamila no matter who does it. Rashi is the fairish that way. So that's gone. Got milk of saber, not milk of saber, but that's Rashi. Rashi milk of saber. They got a mila namilo shnar via ben meirish viyama. Don't have ba mashma. The al mila namikolamudan. Everyone says al mila chum. Everyone says al mila. Because don't forget, mila and chum are the same thing. What's common about mila and chum? They're both sides. What's common in our cloud? Both can be done by whom? Someone else. If someone else does it, he says al. If the person himself does it, that's a machlok. The gemara. They would be passing al mila chum. Even if the Falabas himself does the Bedika. So to a pass in Al Amila, even if the father himself does the Mila, Pasha Psha. The Ran can't for the life of him figure out the Rambam. And the Rambam says that even the Halacha, if I now my own kid, I make Lama Les Haber. Those who understand, it's against the Gemara with Rashi, with the Ran, it's against everything, you don't understand. Comes along the Ketzef Mishnah that suggests that the Ram had a radical chat in the Gemara, completely different than everybody else. Absolutely, completely different. As I see it in the very beginning. The Gemara says, what do you make a bracha? What's a bracha? What's a levar? What's a beer? The levar, kulam hofli, divide la habo mashma. And Rashi is. And good. Make a bracha levar before he does the bedika. Keep ligi ba'al viyu. And finding about what? Al viyu comes. Mar sabamei kara mashma. Al means past. Mar al means past, in which case it's no good. That's what Rashi learned. No good. Didn't check yet. But it's no good. And mar sabamei kara mashma. So it is good. You haven't checked yet. And all, if that's against all the kashmir, mesmeh, are all kashmir against the man double who says what? Livar, says alamila, al-mitila flula, right? All these things are questions against the one who says lit. And therefore, as Rashi concludes the maskana, has no impact on the maskana. And we say, al dirachav, so all these kashmir are no kashmir. There was someone else, there was someone, we leave it to the end, back at the beginning. That's shitas. Quran. However, the Ketzef Mishnah has a very inventive, original shot in Gemara, the Tia Rambam. Different than everything we've ever thought about before. Here it is. This one. It's based on the Rambam. Ram is borrowing the kasha. Why do you make al birchon? Why shouldn't you make levar? If someone else does it, okay? Like al amila. The balabas says you should make levar. Says the Ram like this. The chain of levare al birchon. Bein shabodak liatmo. Bein shabodak laheret. Well, I guess that's the rule from before. A new verb, a new twist completely. Shemisho, shegomar, belibo, levatel. The Rambam, the minute you have in your heart to eliminate the chametz to do this love that we call bittul, it works right away. And by the time you get to doing whatever you're doing, it's ready to yachar amayis. Says the Ketzef Mishnah, the Rambam, they want punkt faker. Punkt faker. What's that? What do I mean backwards? Like this. What is this levair means what? Aflevar. And what does albir mean? That's albir. Because the albir means he did it already. And here he did it already. Everything is backwards. How much punkt faker? Martha's keep ligi the albir. Mar sabar mei kara mashma. And if it's good a bit. No good of it. difference for this. So what do you say? Good. Rashi and Masa make for Masa is bad. Said Rashi. I'll be you should be out there already. I have no brother. It is different from the Bidike. Brothers call him Bidike. It's no good according to Rashi Shita. That's the other way around. Masa will make for Masa is good. Why is it good? Because here too, that's how you make a brother. Your biblical labor has already happened, and therefore it would be appropriate. Umar lahabo mashma. So look, so al is lahabo, lo is lahabo, so nothing's really any good. So then you can do whatever you want. They say, so that's because all the kashas are going to be, which way? Which way are the kashas not going to round? Back of the reverse. Back of the reverse.
Why do we ever see?
One second. The old smell of Adama Al-Bir, may Allah Mila. That's the Kashi. That's the Kesef Mishnah. It was Brahma's Perik Yud Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph. This is a place of silence. Bishlam Adama Levoyer, Lu, Kaki Levoyer Fulamin, Fulavar Fial, they're both the same. Fial Amila Abba Mashma, so big deal. El Adama, the Al Mora Al Ha'Ovar. However, the Beshchita, Umila, the Lula, my Ovar Ika, the liver of Alayu, the Al. Al means past, why is there a past? That's the Gemara, no, you're right. But the two reasons why it's different. Beshchita, Mila, and someone else to do it. Right? And what else is there? Beshchita, Mila, what else? Was it three kashas? Lula. Shechita mila lula. Now hold on. What's my answer? Oh, the rabbi said, my mila, the Gemara answers. Well, someone else can do it. I have a bed, ain't a finale. The rabbi passes, I have a bed, makes the level of a bed. Because, you know, probably because I can't talk loud, I can't explain too well. Careful attention. The point that a Rav and Shad and Gemara, this whole sugya was shalok halacha. This whole sugya was coming to defend the mandama who held the virus of chametz. He held the virus of chametz. So why did Allah feel a lula? Why did Allah mila? Oh, yes, Allah mila because someone else can do it. Either Abi Aben and Achinami. It makes lama less Aben. The point that a Rav and Shad the other way around. The Gemara's kasha is the halacha. Well, that's a kasha, behold. Al be your chametz, because Al is past, and be your chametz is the thing of the past, because you'll be also the bimbul belayed earlier. So what kind of past is there when it comes to Mila? I make the bracha before the mitzvah. And to the Gemara, you're right. But if someone else could have done it, that's why you make Al. If you have to do it in a constant, you have to make Lama less Aben. That's the sack of the Ramba. As far as what's concerned, as far as Mila. Now, what about as far as Lula is concerned. Also, when it comes to Lula, why make an Amatilas Lula? Well, yeah, the Baal is a parrot. Amatilas Lula could mean the Agbe, not the Fed. You were yours to the Mitzvah before, and Al means, and Al in fact means past. Of course, Rabbi would be against sticking and making the bracha with the Esrig upside down. Rabbi doesn't hold to that. So, of course, we said before, the answer to the Baal Amor's Kasha. You're like the Rad, but the whole Gemara's Kasha was Shalok HaLokha. More than asking Kashi, the Mandama Lomel, excuse me, Mandama Levar, and answer that Kashi, the whole discussion about Lulav, so that's Shalom Kala. Lalok, we require over last year, so the only way to do it is to turn the Lulav basket upside down. So it works out perfectly. Ram is the Shita, so not Nubshat, Chomet is the Nubshat, Mila the Nubshat, Lulav the Nubshat, all Shita Karam is different. But according to the role of Paskim, it's not that way. The road falls like Rashi and Iran, we make Al Amila even if I, through my own son, I will make Al Amila. And according to the road falls, it should come out, if you want to call it that, that Lulav is really a problem. Lulav really is a problem, and therefore the proper way to get out of the problem is by holding the lipstick upside down. All these things follow from that line of reasoning. Because Al is basically future. And the Gemara which said, the Az may not be, that's the only quantity of the Mandama who held Livar Chametz. Then Al to worry about Av. But the way we have Alvia from it, Av also the Havah Mashma, the preferred thing to do would be to turn the Epsic upside down. The Kitzah Nimrit, the big Yisrael, the whole Gemara is a different shot, completely opposite the way everybody else learns. It's the Kitzah Mishnah shot of Gemara based upon the Rambam. And the Rambam gave it away. He kissed his hand. Halachat says love. He said, why don't I be a chomet? Should be sure, should nigma, lolibo, levato, nathas, nithas, abir. Kod er shiv do. That's the Rambam kissed his hand right there. Okay, so the fourth and open shot in the Gemara part. You have it out of the house of the city, go. Okay. Good. Is that straight? Now we spoke a lot of other books about the brokers, but I time constraints. I'm not gonna go into all those other problems right now. God, we have a chance. I'm not gonna discuss now just finally one more Kuda. The next sugi, the sugi of the actual Bedikas comments, are on there, and what follows. Okay? Both sides? Clark. So everything just goes over again and again and again and again. It's important. What's the Ohan there? What's the Ohan there? As opposed to an Orha Huka. Orha Huka is no good. Why is it no good? There's four reasons in the Gemara. Critical reason is high boys, the high low boys. They're scared to put the avuka on the barn and stuck it. Not a good idea. So you're going to cause a fire. Now, these guys, I think I told you that these days, it seems to me that the average person's boys from a candle as well. What changed in the time of the Gemara till it's in Reform Judaism? The times, lady rabbis. Sure.
You're not going under the counter.
What the people are afraid about, that if you prefer today to use a flashlight than to use a candle. People are used to using flashlights because they don't catch a fire flashlight. They can fit them in every corner underneath every bed. You can find things under the dresses and in the corners of the closets and in the corners of the rooms. That's why I think a flashlight is better than a regular candle. If you look in Rabbi Eider's beautiful statement of the paper, he makes a terrific that a flashlight is acceptable, he even makes it a remisa. The motion for the might even be better. Each right then. And therefore, I think it's a sign of the boys fact, it's a very serious fact of the boys. That we're afraid to put the candle with good reason under the bed, the old bed was still fatal catch fire, and they were good. Why is it for good reason? This happens many times. People have caught fires and taken night because they don't know how to handle the candle. It's a terrible thing. So the proper way to do it, they thought it was to use a flashlight. I don't know, that's my opinion, that's the right thing to do. Okay, next question. The Gemara says, you can be bold or a chama. I ain't bold and bold or a chama. Right, the old discussion that you may not do so. The Chesem and Aleph says, well, it depends on the situation. Aksadra la'ora nizdekin. The sun is shining directly. With the Hadi Aruba, Aksadra, then it's okay. It's studded in the corner. Then whatever sunlight daylight is there is not sufficient. Question. Our very high-powered light we have in our ceiling. Very high-powered light. Some of the wires are so high. Would that be sufficient? Would that be considered grasped like aura common? Of course, the passion is not that way. Not the sun. The sun, of course, is brighter than anything else. We know the sun is much more powerful. However, it seems to me that there are those individuals who maintain, and the Ikaradin, that the life in the room is considered to be in the category of equivalent of Aksadra and Aracham. Because we find that there are people who do not extinguish the electric light when they undergo the process of the deep. Again, in the Shabbat, I think there's two interpretations of this leading. One is, the lights are nothing. Lights are nothing. You can use the candle, and the candle will still have a tremendous impact. When the sun is shining, the mark is fresh, a shrug of the tear of my eyes. Well, there's a candle, the bright sun, nothing, zero. But now we have only 300 watts in the light fixture on top. So then the candle means something. But he is daiti, not that way. If you look carefully, the Lashon of Rav Moshe, the Chalon of Rav, quoted there, Rav Moshe said, better for carry, better not to turn off the light. Yes, better not to turn off the light. So, again, I believe Rabbi Eidler shot or somebody, I forgot about who, that you don't turn off the light, but the light is of the ceiling that is insignificant, you know, and therefore the candle for the flesh will really shine and will be really noticeable. And here's Dyke, if that would be the case, so it would still be better to turn off the light. Why is it much better than that to not turn off the light? But if I have it correct, maybe I'm wrong, but probably have to try to even do a moisture or someone else might have said. And the eager at this for care, the lights that we have are so powerful. Our fixtures on our ceilings are so powerful that that would be the equivalent halakhically of all on top. I'll ask, but it goes through a glass. Okay. And you can look at the Rishonim and say that a glass is no good. That's the answer. The Marshan gave it. That the glass in front of the Akhrodim, which was called this qualifier, was thick, cloudy glass. They didn't have the kind of glass that we have now. But I kept it. More than distorted. It was not dark. It was thick and dark glass. You couldn't hardly see through it. Right, like glass strip they have today or something like that. Because Spatlaya Hira, like all these. The windows we have is making a new technology. They didn't have this technology 40 years ago. They didn't have it. So therefore, that explains why their glass is open, but our glass, would be good, and maybe we'd have the status of an effect of our family. Perhaps, I'm not sure. Maybe. Yeah.
In our publishing
sign-up,
it seems that there are many shikas that tell that the side of Laura the deck has only been the other, not the pillar. So how does that really talk? Seems that we're long in the pillar.
I believe that the reason why it's only been the edit is because in the time of the Gemara, it couldn't do it at the proper time because it was all out of Asa. Sons of Shadonai. It had to do it either the 13th is too early or the 14th is too late. So because of that, they said it's only up to the edit. So if you have the summer trying to night, but you can't have. So then maybe we'll go to the Lakatia. We have a summer night called electric block. Maybe. It's just a suggestion. I'm not saying you should do that. It's a matter of in my house we do turn off the lights. But for me, give it in, because maybe it's a leave of foot for those who check certain parts of the house. They don't really turn the lights on, they don't use a candle, it's too stop. They check a shul, that way they know they have a total complaint, wrong thing to do. They use a candle, they use other things of this nature. But we have another reason for shul, we'll talk to in a minute. But that's another possibility to defend that custom. Yes?
If you suppose that lights are on that, they're coming in to our house, then there would be a reason to turn
off,
or
it
wouldn't.
Okay. You should turn them off. I should turn them off.
Or
it's not
that
it's not starting to hear. Yeah, I don't like that star at all. Even if you'll say it's not as strong as the sun, it's, come on, look what does a candle do? You've got a fire on candles, but the candle is just symbolic. It doesn't make it any lighter or whatever. A really very, very negative, very minimal impact, I should say, that candle has.
It does, because it's like a lamp. Like, for example, you can be like this, in front of your desk lamp, make it look better. So it's over here. You have the candles
right
on the table to help that your initial
little
letter.
Because
that's
one.
Maybe
you're right.
Then it's the whole shower at the hotel.
So I'm going to
put it down on the table.
Okay. Maybe. Not there. Maybe. But you're right. Maybe you should have close enough to make it.
Well,
you're right. sorry?
It all depends on
where you put the
model.
That's right. That's right. Depends on a lot of factors.
Also, where you put the
hand. All correct. Correct. And as a matter of fact, since we're on the topic, the question is raised. Some posts come, I saw say, you have to check everything. All out of all the law in there. Right, your pocket, and your office, and your car, and everything in the world. Every check, all out of all the law in there. That's very difficult to do. When he is writing, it's called Yaakov, other sources, not true. All out of all the law, the key on your home, major key, the key on your bike, everything. Consider the main part of your bike, that's your check, all out of also law on there. However, other areas which you must check, your pockets, of this nature, although you're required to check it, it says, that's the question with this man is there, is to check his pocket. Because if you are the kind of a person who never puts food in his pocket, maybe you don't have to check anymore. But even if you do have to check, it seems to me, you have to check it all out also. You have to check it all on there. Why not? Because Rav Osai, it's not the main key. Bring a raya. For the Chos Yaakov and the Kash. We learned, right. Some of them does a medika before all out also. If they go on a trip, so you forfeit what? You forfeit the bracha. Because the bracha can only be said all out also. You can't go on a trip leaving 2 days before Pesach. No, what can you do? You have no choice. You don't have a problem. You have to go on a trip. A business trip, whatever. No, whatever you go. So, what can you do? Frank the Chok Yaakov, what are you talking about? There's no pockets. Let him simply check the pockets, Leila, Pesach. Make a bracha on checking the pockets. Answer the Chok Yaakov in effect. Well, the pockets are very nice. And, we should check the pockets. It's all very good. But that's not the main to you. The main field of both right to check your house. You can't take a bracha on checking your pocket. It's only a secondary field. It does not warrant a bracha. A bracha on your pocket would be a bracha of Apollo. So if that's true, Rabbi Osai, that's not the main bracha, so what do you have to check for? If that's the name, it's what to check for. The Tzvei Dinim. One is the Dikas HaKonos HaVela B'dikas HaKonos on your house. And two is Koshet, common sense. Although it's not the formal part of the main Takanas Chazal, but still, it's an extension, it's sort of the spirit of the law, Shalayav Aliyachlov. So the suggestion has been made that whatever the formal part of the Takanas Chazal must be done, all Arba also Liyachlov. Whatever, not that the formal part of the original Takanas can be done earlier, can be done without Aranair. That's what's done in Shul, what we saw with the Gaboyim, they check, they don't check it after all of us, they don't check it on there. In your office, in your car, in your pockets, all these places where you have to check, all right, if you're going to be the Pesach, lav dafka lor, gedal lav dafka lor, yeah, it would be, according to this, so, if you're not going to be the whole Pesach, you have a car, your car is filled with Cheerios, it's filled with Wheaties, and all kinds of cookies and crackers for your kids for the whole year. But you're flying away from Pesach? Well, you're not going to be using the car for Pesach at all. For whatever reason, you're out here in a different city, you're not going to. The cost of the shop case, then the pashas, you would not be required to check the car. Nah, I'm sorry? Yeah, of course, if you do a mechira, another reason we discussed by Richas, the mechira itself might be a fulfillment of the mitzvah. I'll be your mechira, etc. If you didn't do a mechira, it's coming. You're not looking to check the car, because A, it's not part of your main house. B, it's no shame you have a law for you. It's storage for an old place or whatever. You're not going to use it by doing it. You're in a different city. You have no access to that song. Okay? Fine. That's a very big story. There's the main Vedika summit, and then there's the secondary Vedika summit. The main is all that Russell and there. Secondary is partially up on the Russell. It could be earlier. It could be with Adler on there. Yes? Wouldn't require a bro. Sorry, yeah?
Unless they learn the
person learns the house nice, which is a sleep at night, learns the night again. It doesn't matter where they spend it. Your house, I'm sorry to say, that despite the long hours demanded by the law firms and the accounting firms, despite that, your home is still your home. Your home is still your home. Your home is your home. And that's considered your main residence. That's where my team speaker, I thought it was. Yeah, I have offices. What can I do? What can I tell you? Look it up. Right there, not his. The coma. Okay. One more nakuda I want to discuss with you. Look at my pole that's in the road. I'm not scared of an hour. And my pole, the Gemara on the street talking, no need to check under it. That's the bittul, correct. The pashit that bittul should be the oraisa. Although some say it's only the rabbana. Who conquered my pole? One is a mafal she simply cannot unearth at all, as a Buddha man with Adam, that's one of the one opinion in the Ramban. That is the more common mafal. Surely you can get it, you can unearth it, but it's not commonly done to unearth it. It's just left there for forever. That second part of mafal is, the Pashtus Rabbal San, there's no need to do a bedika on the mafal, even if you know that the Chavis is underneath it. All you're required to do is a Bezil, Mavatma, Beliba, Vidayo. There's no need to unearth a mafoles more than three talking in order to get to the promise which you know is there to burn. You're not required to do that because as long as there's a bittul, the bittul could have to be there. You're not required to do anything more than that. That's a push of shot. You're not required to do so. My last community, we don't have mafoles directly. Yes, we do have mafoles. In our homes, in my house, there's many mafoles. Mafoles never move. It's heavy, it's cumbersome, it's attached. Never moved. In my house, in my kitchen alone, I have four mafolas that I know about. I have an oven, and I have a refrigerator, and I have a washing machine, and I have a dryer. Well, a little kitchen of mine, all four are occupied significant space. And my guess is that at least on one of the chametz yadua, behind the other. I know I expect the father to be that really would be worried for some brahma, which is above an avro, the almost is not worried for some brahma, because my relationship plus some, if you fulfill that dream with the 412, and after the max only after 12, oh. Then we went to the nitty gritty of the text of the brahma. We went to Rabbi Nakam. Rabbi Nakam was the rule of the owl, that exception, there's some exceptions where he became the rule. And the lid only finishes, which is a long period of time, either literally, in the case of what? Suk, sit, fill in. Money of children, or with a kvetch, like we had Shofar, Halal, and Ned Hanukkah. That's a man of time. And the Ran says, no, the rule is the rule. The rule is lit. But there are many exceptions. So they do it all. Yes, sure. Because there could be two or three klolas. The main klal is, you can't say, Hashem commanded me to do the mitzvah now. Why not? There's no command. Or it wasn't me, or it wasn't now. That's what I remember, three times. Hashem commanded me now. Three words. Commanded me now. It is no command. Rishut, Rabbi says. Because it's like Eruv and